Tom, can you give us a little clarification on exactly what took place in the order from the City of West Plains? Do we, in fact, have a stay-home order for the City of West Plains?
Yes, you do. Basically, what happened this morning is City Council called an emergency meeting at 11 a.m., and they approved basically bill number 4656, granting the mayor authority to declare a local and state civil emergency pursuant to that ordinance. Then the mayor did use his powers to declare a local and state civil emergency that goes in effect at 12:01 a.m. Saturday, March 28th, until 11:59 p.m. Wednesday, April 15th, or unless otherwise revised, renewed, or redrawn. Also with that declare a local and state civil emergency, the mayor did declare a stay-at-home order, effective the same timeline. And basically, this stay-at-home order states that all individuals may only leave their residence or place of rest to perform essential activities. People of high risk are urged to stay at home. All persons working for or to support essential businesses are exempt from this order. The order only allows non-essential businesses to maintain minimum basic operation, such as maintaining the value of inventory, keeping the site secure, and ensuring that all employees are able to work remotely.
Okay. Can you identify the essential businesses in kind of a nutshell? Who are the essential businesses or types of businesses that will be allowed to stay open? And then also address those businesses that are allowed to remain open. How many, what's the percentage of people that can be allowed in those locations? First off, what are the essential businesses?
Bob, there's quite a list of them. There is actually, let me look here, a list of like 33 of them. So, but basically, of course, our healthcare and public health services, veterinary care and other healthcare services, basically food, shelter, social services, and other necessities of life, basically law enforcement, emergency management, public safety, hazardous materials, handling and cleanup, grocery stores, food banks, convenience stores, restaurants only for carry-out, drive-through, and delivery services. And then the list goes on, which we will be putting on our website and on our Facebook later today.
Okay. So those businesses that are allowed to remain open, the essential businesses that are allowed to be open, are there restrictions placed on those businesses? How many people can actually be in that location?
We basically, we did not do an occupancy limit. In today, the ordinance granted the mayor to declare that, but he did not declare that today. But we are encouraging everyone to do no larger gatherings than 10 and social distancing.
Okay. How does the city intend to enforce this in the community to make sure people are out for essential business only?
Bob, we're hoping that our area and our citizens, our businesses, will comply with this and be honest. But police will be what they can with the amount of resources they have, monitoring this, and basically will address it if needed.
If somebody is out and should not be out due to the ordinance that's issued, then what are the repercussions of that, Tom?
Basically, there is up to a $500 fine or up to 3 months of imprisonment in the city jail.
Can you tell us again, confirm the fact that at this recording, at least, that there are no COVID cases in Howe County?
Bob, to my knowledge, there are no COVID-19 cases in Howe County this time. But may I add to this, as of today, Missouri has exceeded 500 cases, and now having 502 positive COVID-19 cases with 9 deaths. It has increased since 146 from yesterday. And I think, Bob, you probably are aware that Governor Parsons has signed an executive order to mobilize the Missouri National Guard to assist in state's response to the rising number of coronavirus cases in the state. So as city council, they felt this was a move that they must take to be proactive in protecting public health and safety and to help flatten the curve statewide.
Okay. Anything else that you can add to this? Anybody has any questions or any concerns, who should they contact?
If they have any questions, please call City Hall. And if our receptionist can't handle it, then most likely will be sent to me. But please don't hesitate to call.
Okay. Again, stay home order. Can you give us a time frame of that one more time?
It goes in effective at 12:01 a.m. March 28th until 11:59 p.m. April 15th, unless otherwise revised.
And is this for the city limits, city of West Plains, city limits?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Does not include Howe County in general, but just the city of West Plains, correct?
Correct.
All right, Tom.
Bob, I have one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead. Anything else you want to share, just fire away.
This to everyone, we are in uncharted waters, and we're trying to do our best from basically getting information from the president down to the governor to our local hospital to Howe County Health. There was a quote from a school superintendent, and I do not know who that is, that basically had to make a decision to close school for 3 weeks.
Yep.
I feel strongly his quote is pertinent to where we are today. And may I say the quote?
Sure.
In the end, it will be impossible to know if we overreacted or did too much. But it'll be quite apparent if we underreacted or did too little.
I understand. All right, Tom, we'll keep us informed here at the Ecom News Network of anything, any further developments as we, you know, want to be the mouthpiece for our communities and try to help keep everybody safe.
And, Bob, we will be sending more information, the media and all that, on questions about businesses, frequently asked questions, and all that.
All right.
And we're working on that right now with a news release.
Okay.